You want your children to be successful? It's time for them to die, grow up, and change. You want Greenville Avenue to be successful? There's some stuff, I'm sure, in this church that has to die. Some folk who got to grow up, and some things that got... Because seeds don't have purpose until they die. A seed has life within it, but that life is never brought to light until it first dies. A seed is not functional or purposeful until its death and its transformation into the ground. Don't just fall down, but be buried. Our lives, this church, our marriages mean nothing if we don't die. Die to traditions. Die to preferences. Die to comfort. Something's gotta die. And if not, some people will die. That's why grandma used to say some things take some good funerals. Don't be that hearse that holds up your family. Don't be that hearse that holds up this church. Give up your way and let God have his way. And not only must I die to my past ways, but it has to be buried or it create a stench. And that's why some of us, though we've been baptized, we got a stench. Because we're dead, but we ain't been buried. We smell of bad habits, bad characteristics. Bury it. And once you leave it there, once you bury it, once it's dead, leave it there. Stop exhuming what God annihilated. He killed that person. You ain't got to be that person no more. Leave it buried. But unfortunately, a lot of us are baptized but not converted. Amen. It's quiet in here. Amen. We're baptized but we're not converted. Amen. Meaning we really didn't die, we were buried alive. And that's important because one cannot reproduce until they first are healthy. That's why you can't bring nobody to Christ, because you're sick. What's unhealthy can't reproduce. That's why the church has a hard time bringing new people, because the church is sick. It must fall into the ground and it must die. Jesus says you got to hate your life. You got to hate this temporal stuff. If you're ever going to live for me, it has to get, you got to give death to what does not produce the spirit in your life. Now is the time, verse 31, for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. Meaning what? Now it's time for Satan to lose power. He will lose all power once I die and am brought to life again, thus conquering death, hell, and the grave. The devil has no power besides the power you give him. The devil can't read your thoughts, but he can read your lips and he can read your eyes. When you say things, he picks up on it. When you look the wrong way, oh Lord. When you look the wrong way, he looking with you. When you go to the wrong place, he right there with you. The devil has no power but what you give him. And that's what's going on in the world right now. It ain't nothing but the devil. But the devil ain't took nothing that we ain't gave him. That's in our race, in our streets, in our society, in our home, in ourselves. Amen. But once we give death to that sinful thing, we'll also give death to Satan in our lives. Well, what am I supposed to do? How do I show the world Jesus? How do I bring the lost to Christ? How do I reach and teach and influence? How do I change the world? I'm tired of being angry. I'm tired of being frustrated. I'm tired of protesting. I'm tired of holding hands and singing Kumbaya. I'm tired of calling Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. I'm tired of all these new movements. I'm tired of all that. tired of saying we shall overcome when we go overcome. Well, verse 32. And when I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. What I gotta do, preacher? I gotta do something. I wanna do something. I'll put my hands in the grindstone. Lift up Jesus. Then what? Jesus says, I will draw. But you better get ready, because I'm gonna draw all men unto me. Your job is to lift me up. And lift me up is more than just what you say, it's how you live. But since some of us don't lift him up in how we live, when we talk, our words fall. Lift me up. I'll draw all men. Now, it's not a universal thought, because somebody would say, well, that means everybody's going to be saved in the end. No. Some of that's saying. Because there will be some men in the end who are not saved. Just make sure you're not one of them. Amen. But all men speaks to not every man, but any type of man. Meaning, well, I'll draw any type of man unto me. No matter who you are, I want to draw you. Yes. Lift up Jesus and you're going to be surprised by who shows up. Not the Greeks. But I'll draw the wife beater to me. I'll draw the porn watcher to me. I'll draw the drug addict unto me. I'll draw the one who just left the club last night, went to Waffle House, changed clothes, missed 8 o'clock service, and barely got here by 10:45. I'll draw them to me. I'll draw the liar and the cusser and the cheat, and you better believe I'll do it, because I drew you. I'll draw all men unto me. I'll draw the heterosexual and the homosexual. What you talking about, flowers? We don't baptize no homosexuals. Why? Why? Are they not sinners? Yeah, but you know, bro, you know, Doc is different. Why? You won't baptize Ricardo and Federique because you know what they're doing. But then you'll baptize Jack and Jill, and they're living together.
Amen. Amen.
If sexual sin is sexual sin,
that's right.
Amen.
I'll draw. It ain't for you to qualify what I'm drawing. Well, you know the life they living, just like any other sinner. They ain't going to change until they see Jesus.
Amen.
You can't expect somebody to live under a law that they have not subjected themselves to. That's why we want everybody, regardless of what they're doing, whoever you are right now, you came here for a reason to come to Jesus. Whoever you are, come to Christ. Subject yourself to Christ. Then you will love Christ to where you learn from Christ to where you obey Christ. It's a transformation, people.
Amen.
People don't come in the way they leave out. That's why folks say come as you are, and people love to misuse that for dress. Well, come as you are. I can wear jeans if I want to. Come as you are. That ain't what that's talking about. You ought to come as you are. Come in the skin you in. I don't care if you got jeans on. I don't care if you got a t-shirt on. Just dress modestly. I'm so glad Jesus didn't have a dress code. When he was dealing with the poor and the sick.
Amen.
Well, you don't have a tie on this morning. I can't heal you. I'm glad he didn't have that type of mentality.
Amen.
Some of us in our pharisaical mind, now. But come as you are means as you are internally.
Amen.
Come with your heart as it is. Jesus will fix it. Well, preacher, I want to come to Christ, but I'm going to get some stuff in my life straight first. Then if you get it straight, what you need him for?
Amen.
You come to Jesus now because you need a change in your life. You come messed up. Come as you are. Homosexual, heterosexual, black, white, rich, poor, I don't care. And guess what? I don't care because I can't qualify.
Amen.
My job is to lift up Jesus. Prayer for the last 45 minutes, I've done that. Now that I've lifted up Jesus, will you come to him? He's trying to draw you. Will you be drawn in? Let's be standing and not singing. Let's be standing and not singing. It's time right now for someone to make a change in their lives. It's time for somebody to say yes to Jesus, even now. If you are a child of God and you've sinned, you've strayed, you live beneath your purpose, live under your family values, not lived as a Christian, will you come back to Jesus before it's everlastingly too late? You know who you are, where you've been, and what you did. I'm going to tell you, if you are a child of God and you're living in sin, brought the church to an open shame. Life is too short, eternity is too long, and hell is too hot for us to play the games that some of us have been playing. Well, flowers, you don't know what's going on right now. I get it from all angles right now. I'm living in hell right now. It makes no sense to live in hell and then die and go to hell. Come to Jesus. Get yourself right. Get your checkup from the neck up. If you're not a child of God, this is your time. It's your opportunity to come to Christ. Be baptized. Leave here different. Leave here new. Leave here a child of God. Well, preacher, I ain't come here for that. I came because I was invited. No, you came to come to Jesus. Well, I came because I saw the marquee outside. No, you came to come to Jesus. So don't leave without doing what you came for. Worship is not worship unless you leave different than when you came. If you leave the same way, you ain't worship. Don't you leave this house. Don't go down from this place. Living as you're living. And especially if you're living outside of the ark of safety. Yes, it's going to rain. Yes, it's going to storm in your lives. But how sad is it to face the rain without an umbrella? That's how you're living outside of Christ. It's still going to rain in your life, but you don't even have an umbrella. The popular mantra of the Black Lives Matter movement is hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. It's supposed to be symbolic to our oppressors to say, I give up. I surrender. Take me into custody. But who's ready today in the face of Jesus to say, hands up. Lord, I'm tired of fighting. Lord, I'm tired of struggling. Take me into custody. Take me with you. Hands up. Jesus, I ain't gonna fight no more. Hands up, save me. Hands up, deliver me. Hands up, I'm tired of doing the same old thing over and over again, which is quite frankly insanity. Amen. Hands up, I'm at the end of my rope, and I can't even tie not to hang on. Lord, I need you. I need you right now. Hands up, save me. Save me from myself. Because the biggest danger to the black man, especially, is not the white man, it's the inner man.
Amen.
How dare you want liberation from your oppressor, but you won't have freedom from your carnality. If you want it, Jesus will give it to you. You want to be free and you're a child of God? Walk down these aisles. You want to be free and you're not a child of God? Be baptized right now. Well, Jeremy, I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm in the middle of an aisle. I'm in the back of the church. Raise your hand. I'll come get you. Amen. That's how serious I am about your salvation. Amen. Because if you knew how sweet Jesus is, you'll walk up over these pews to get to him.
Amen.
Hands up. Save me. Something has to die. Will you give death to it now? Why we got to stand up? Because standing's half the battle. Your mind is made up. Now will your feet start walking? In accordance to your mind. Come get what you need, for what you need it for, right now as we sing the song of invitation.
Number 750. How to reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer, Jesus gave a key. And if I be lifted up, from the earth will draw all men unto me. So let's lift him up.